What is the toughest part of being a showrunner?
The toughest part, I would say, is if something goes wrong, it's your fault. And I'm lucky to be on a show where nothing really has gone wrong for 27 years, but now that's kind of my fault. You know, so people are like, oh, how, you know, why does he continue? And of course, it's not just me; it's a million people working on the show. But it's funny to me that even our success is like something that gets criticized. You know, as if you know, doing a show that people continue to watch and that, you know, means so much to so many is, you know, in itself like something we should not so proud of.
So do you still get the network saying, well, this is what we'd like, or are they giving you total control pretty much over the show?
We've always had, since Jim Brooks made his deal with Fox, independence and the ability to do what we wanted. The network has been extremely encouraging, and things like this, Homer Live, they love, you know, things where it's something new, it draws attention to the show, draws attention to the night, and, you know, they couldn't have been more supportive. Fox Sports, I should single out his business, is particularly helpful with, like, the program for the animation and studio of help. They've been great.
How long does it actually take to do the animation process for each one of the shows?
Well, for a regular show, it is, you know, not the live one, it's about 6 months. We, you know, recorded about a month ago a show that will air in December. Maybe that's a little more like 9 months. And, you know, first they board it, but now the storyboards are on an iPad. So it actually is more like looking at an animatic, which is great. And you can really see a lot more. Then we have the animatic, which is screened with the staff, and then it goes to final color animation. And, you know, that's, you know, been improved in that we can change colors so much easier because of digital coloring. But the same basic time has been the same since the show started, about 9 months. And there's a joke I always tell, which is we wrote a joke about the Soviet Union, and by the time the show came back, the Soviet Union had broken up. We had to change the joke. But fortunately, it's getting back together, so I'll work out.
And one final one. Have you ever thought about having the fans actually create short little videos of The Simpsons and send them in and create a show?
Well, there have been some great things online where, like, people put together the McBean footage and, you know, people put like all the movie references from Citizen Kane together. I think that fan stuff is great, but I always think, you know, and we do the guest couch gags, but I mean, you know, we feel like it's an obligation to be responsible for the show each week.
Totally get it.